This is the Partnership Podcast, where we bring you all things business from the Vail Valley, including business news, current issues, advocacy alerts, community conversations, and more. Presented by Vail Valley Partnership. This is the Partnership Podcast. It's Eric Williams. Glad to be with you. You know how I like to set the scene. We're sitting in my little office at VVP, me and myself, and the workforce manager, Ms. Christy Bido. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. looking like a little bit of rain today, but that's okay.
This is the podcast. You don't know when they're going to be listening. I guess it's the mountains, so that's there's any chance at this
time. You were setting the scene.
Oh, well, I didn't want to set it that. I like you to be with us in this moment so you know where we're at. And this podcast specifically, we are going to talk about workforce pipelines, specifically in getting youth into your business in a variety of different ways. So hopefully this will give some how-tos, some of the history of things we've been doing in the Valley, and then how you can move forward with that. But tell me about how you got into all of this, Miss Christy, because you are, as the workforce manager, you deal with every apprenticeship program, you deal with every student, you deal with every business. You have to mother them, you have to be the general, you have to be the shoulder to cry on, you have to be everything.
Yes, well, you know, I've always worked with students and always loved working with them and helping guide them and help them explore what they want to do. And so, yeah, this job really just helps me help the local businesses, our community, get students into the businesses as kind of our workforce pipeline, right? And then helps them explore so they can become active community members and, yeah, really do a good job.
I'm very thankful. We're all, the community is very thankful that you're in this position. I remember talking to your husband right before you chose to take this job and him being very, very like candid with me, like, she's an amazing teacher and you're going to be taking her out of a classroom to do this. But it really seems like the way that we get to affect and change and the amount of reach this is having has made a difference.
Yeah, the kid, it's really meaningful for them. And we're, you know, we're letting them to kind of explore and pave their own path. Yeah. And it's flexible. It helps the students. It helps our community, helps our local businesses. Yeah, I can't say enough about the program. It's amazing.
And I was, you know, putting that out there a little bit to tell you that this is an experienced teacher who's part of this. We've got the businesses. It really just kind of all rolls together. So What is it? Where did it come from? Very briefly, about 6 years ago, representatives from CareerWise Colorado and from Switzerland, honestly, came to CMC, sat in a room that I got to sit in as well with Chris Romer and said, we think the Vail Valley is ripe for apprenticeships. We think it would make sense in this place. And for the past 6 years, we've been building. I know I jumped ahead really quick there, didn't I?
That's okay.
I went really, because we want to talk about where we're at now.
Yes.
But for the past 6 years, even through COVID, we have been building this apprenticeship program, putting students in a $40,000 to $45,000 job, what we're calling a middle income job, through a 2-year modern youth apprenticeship program. That's career-wise, that's kind of the top, we say, of our pyramid, if you will. But we also work a lot with job shadowing and internships. Let's roll through CareerX briefly, and then we're going to jump right into the apprenticeship program.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So CareerX offers two opportunities with high school students. You can offer a job shadow, which usually is around anywhere from 8 to 12 students. They come onto the business site. You give them kind of a good idea of what you do at your business. They get to ask questions. They're usually about 2 hours long. You can be as extensive or hands-on as you want. And you get to talk to one of our career counselors at the high schools to kind of plan that, and they can help you guide that with that exploration. The other option is an internship. So the internship is a semester-long internship. It is paid or unpaid, and the students get released from school in order to come and do work for you. So it just kind of gets them in the door, hoping to understand what you do, what they would do if they were employed by you, gain professional career skills, you know, experience. And it also looks good on their resume for college. And they usually do ask businesses for a letter of recommendations.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So those are the two CareerX programs that the high schools and the county offers.
And Career X, just to back up just a little bit, Career X is the career exploration that goes through Eagle County School District. And Christy and I are both here as employees of Vail Valley Partnership. People are honking outside. They're so excited when they hear us talking about this apprenticeship program. So Christy and I, like I said, through the business district, and that's really important to us because this is a request. This has been asked by our business district. We need employees. We need secure pipeline. And in so many instances, when you see a lot of things that can deal with students, you think it's charity-based. This one makes sense for the businesses and for the students.
Yeah, it really allows the businesses to grow their employees from the ground up. So a lot of our students don't even know the vast array of jobs that are offered in our county. So I think for a business, what we've seen with our business partners now is they really enjoy taking this young professional in and molding them and showing them what it's like to be a valued employee and be a part of our community, which is huge today, because we need to keep these kiddos here, right? We need them here. So
our Valley demographics tell us we continue to lose these young professionals. It's not what we want to do, but it's just a matter of economic circumstance for a lot of these students. And so we are finding the true secret sauce. As everyone says, there's no secret sauce. There is. The true secret sauce is growing your own employees and finding that way. If I'm throwing numbers at you, we've looked at over the years that businesses who go to outside hiring events and hold events, say in Colorado Springs or Denver, bring someone into a middle income job in this valley. It costs approximately $40,000 to train that person up to the position that you want. And we are seeing those people who come in from somewhere else spending an average of about 18 months before they move on to somewhere else. It's just a unique place to live. I wasn't going to say tough because I love it and you love it, but it's a unique place to live.
Yes.
And then I look at you. Now talk.
No. So let's move on to the actual apprenticeship program.
Yep.
So after Career X, we also then offer kind of the more intense and exploration, which is the CareerWise Apprenticeship Program, which is a two-year program. They start their senior year, the summer before their senior year. It is paid, and they work full-time in the summers. And then their senior year, they're working anywhere from 20 to 24 hours a day, as well as finishing up their senior year. And then their second year, they come on full-time with you. And we really are looking for those valued roles. Right now we have retail banking, we have sterile processing tech, we have computer technology, coding, we have
construction, hospitality.
Yeah, there's so many that we have and so many different pathways that are already built out. So if you're questioning, how could I use a young professional, we can always help guide you in what your company needs and the track that we can put them on.
So. Can any business do this? We've been asked before, and it's like, absolutely. You don't have to be. We've had a small nonprofit in our very first cohort, had an apprentice. I think of like Charlie's T-shirts in this last one. What a unique apprenticeship opportunity. They wanted to take advantage of this. They have screen printing and obviously some local businesses. And so what they're doing with their apprentices is kind of the half and half model. You're going to learn the business model of how to run an actual shop, and then you're going to learn how to actually make the shirts and all those things, that those souvenirs that people go home clutching so tightly are now being prepared and built by our apprentices.
Yeah, Geraldine runs the embroidery machine all by herself.
I think that's such a neat thing.
Really,
you know,
cool.
Christy and I had the opportunity not too long ago to sit and hear some of the things the apprentices did over their first summer. And I heard the sterile needle process, or the
sterile processing technician
apprentice say, I've just finished prepping this tray. It was completely ready for a C-section. And then they had to take the tray and they had to go and do it, but it was all of her work that made that work, that successful C-section that happened after that possible. And she had such pride.
And she was like, I had to make sure that every single thing was spotless and clean. And this is a senior in high school and she's doing amazing work.
Yeah.
So how cool is it to be? And she'll eventually, be able to kind of prep the whole entire operating room and maybe eventually become a surgical technician. So
we have an apprentice who is an IT, and she was telling us a story that there was one school in this county that all of the printers stopped working with new programming stuff like that, and she was the one who went in there and made every single printer in this school work. She had such pride when she told us that, and it was like, that's really neat. The tactile pieces, and then obviously they're on their way to they continue to grow through these awesome opportunities.
Yeah, the professional ownership that these kids take while gaining the experiences is really, really amazing to see. So if you're interested, please, please, please
join us at a workforce luncheon. If you're interested, check out ValeValleyPartnership.com. Check out ValeValleyWorks.com and learn more about this program and contact Christy and I. But if you happen to be listening to this before September 12th, come on over to CMC and we're going to buy you lunch. And we're going to talk about all of the different ways through CareerX, that's the Eagle County School programs, through shadowing and internships, how those help your business. And then the Modern Youth Apprenticeship Program, CareerWise, we'll be talking about that. We're going to eat some food, and then we're going to talk to some actual apprentices and supervisors in the program.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and we hope to see you there.
So if there's any way that we can access this, you know, when I think about like ROI, because these are businesses that are listening right now, and obviously there's a massive benefit for the students, which we love, and that's all community wellness that happens. But I think when I think ROI, I think about a mutual ROI for both the job shadowing and the internship programs, because, you know, job shadowing, you're getting your name out there. Internships, you're getting some work, but you're also doing a lot of teaching. Mm-hmm. But when we move into the Modern Youth Apprenticeship Program, it's the intention that this person, you get the positive ROI. This is going to be your next star.
All of our businesses in the past that have gone through this program, I've never had one business that has said, this is hands down the greatest thing. So they've really enjoyed it. You know, another thing is I've heard it just kind of uplifts the whole entire positivity in the environment of their workplace as well.
Yeah.
So they, your employees see, oh, we're bringing in this young professional, and they can see how they make a difference or they help grow. And so it really helps everyone in the workplace and in your office. And that's the one beautiful thing that I've seen as well.
That's why we sit here and grin when we come to work, because it's win, 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 win. I mean, it helps all the community to do programs like this. So if you are interested, please, we want to find a way to put students in your business. September 12th at CMC from 11 to 1. But if not, ValeValleyWorks.com, ValeValleyPartnership.com, or just contact Christy Beidle, the workforce manager, or myself, Christy Beidle, the workforce manager, or I'm Eric, and at VVP, and we'd be happy to talk to you about all of this. So real quick timeline of when we want the people to do, because then they're like, I like this. So right now, businesses are going to be, I'm going to be taking businesses and finding that job description pretty much through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I would be more than happy to come to meet with you, Christy, and I would come talk to your business, come see where this makes sense all throughout the end of the year. But then we want those job descriptions and we move into our student recruitment.
Yeah, the student recruitment starts in January, so we will actually get into all of the high schools and talk to every single junior in the Valley in Eagle County. And after that, we present the job opportunities, the apprenticeship opportunities that you guys offer, and they start applying. The application process is really cool. They have a student profile that you have access to. You get to see who they are. There's a short video. They all do a professional resume. And then we start doing an apprenticeship fair in March, and then we have an interviewing event in March. And the apprentices are all hired on by May 1st, and they can begin working for you, June 1st, as soon as they're out of high school.
We do our best preparing them through a series of boot camps, through a lot of different workshops and so forth with our other community partners, that being the Colorado Workforce Center, Youth Power 365, Colorado Mountain College, and the Eagle County School District with VVP. That's the big five, the Fab Five, if you will.
Fab Five, I like that.
That put this on. this has been something that's making a huge difference. Some businesses are, like I say, using it as an absolute pipeline right now. Some are just coming on board, and wherever you are in that journey, we can make it work.
Yeah, we can talk to you. Yeah, we'll help out. We're here to help.
CareerWise, Modern Youth Apprenticeships, all the stuff from CareerX. September 12th is that luncheon at CMC if you catch this podcast in advance of that. Our guest today Miss Christy Beidle.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great day.
I get to say this in front of these people right now. Hey, thanks for all the things you do for the students and the businesses of our valley.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
That's what it is.
I enjoy my job immensely.
This is a Vail Valley Partnership. It's a partnership podcast. See ya. Be sure to subscribe to the Partnership Podcast on whatever platform you're listening right now, and find more resources at vailvalleypartnership.com.